Our hands, we use them for almost everything we do. We use them to show love, from holding hands to carrying a baby. We clench them to hold on. We open them to give away, and we use them to team up. We use them to build up or tear down. In essence, the hands are representative of who we are and everything we have. On the one hand, they're so common, but on the other, they're so unique because, barring some tragedy, we all have them. But no two sets of fingerprints are the same, and every person has a unique combination of talents, abilities, strength, and resources in their hands. Listen to this verse. For in Jesus, all things were created, things in heaven and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or powers or rulers or authorities. All things have been created through him and for him. That means that your hands and everything that has been placed in them were created by God and for God. Now, imagine for a moment if you were to wholeheartedly embrace this truth. It would radically transform your life. Just imagine waking up every morning and recognizing that you, your hands, and everything in them were intended to do God's will and not your own. It would change the way you act at home, in school, at your job, and even at church. So, what would it look like to ask yourself every day, how can I use my hands to honor God? How can I use them to do His will with everything I have and everywhere I go? Let me give you a few suggestions that you can immediately start doing. Why don't you volunteer your hands to work in your local church? Volunteer to work in the children's or youth department. Sign up to participate at the Welcome Center. Join the worship team on sound, lights, media, wherever, multimedia. Help in the local mission project or go on the next mission trip. Share your faith with your family at school, work, or wherever you go. Deliver a meal to a family in need. Give a hand to the poor, elderly, or anyone who is in need. I'm sure there are many other things you can start doing, but start somewhere and start now. And remember, your hands and everything in them were created by God and for God.